This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Last but not the least, it's a story which really, really moved me. There is two women in our deen, in the Quran. Two women in the Quran, one by name and the other one not by name, who really tell you, can faith and feminism live together? Does anyone know who those are? One, her name is mentioned. The other one, her name is not mentioned. I'm sorry? Sayyida Maryam. Maryam name is mentioned. And the other one? No. No. The Sayyida Aisha without her name. What is feminism here and what is faith here? All the names you mentioned, you're absolutely right, especially those without a name, but not in the context of this. Let's take Sayyida Maryam. Where is faith and feminism? This is a single woman, right? Unmarried, virgin, very pious. Everybody knows her. Whenever they see her, she is worshipping Allah, right? Because Allah described her in Ali Imran. كُلَّمَا دَخَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا مِحْرَابَ Zakariya, her uncle. Where does he find her? In the masjid. Mihrab is her place of worship. وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقَ He found food. And where is this, Ya Maryam? Where did you get this from? قَالَتْ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ This is Allah. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ طيب, what happened to this woman? Come on. What happened to this woman? She got pregnant, right? And gave birth to a boy without marriage. Imagine this here. You are a tight community. Everybody knows everybody, right? You have a single girl here, right? Comes in the masjid, not pregnant, carrying the baby. Yes, right? Huge. Huge. And what the community said, the expected. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّةٍ Your father was not a bad man. And your mother was not بَغِيَّةٍ Meaning, she, I can't say the word because of the age in here. Right? But you all understood. And if you don't, just go back to Surah Maryam, you'll find it. Where is feminism here? Did she stood up and said, it's my right. You have nothing to do with it. Right? Did she said, Ya Allah, this is not fair. Why me? Right? Did she look at the men and said, because the community asked her. Did she look at the man and says, that's not your business. You mind your own business. Did she, that's what she said? What did she do? Pointed to him. To whom? Why? Because Allah told her so through him. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتِ فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا When you see anybody, don't speak. صوم here, fasting from speech. And say, he's talking. Baby, newborn, just delivered. Say, don't speak, don't answer, rather say, I'm fasting, right? فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ I am not going to talk to anybody. How many of us will believe this? And bring the baby and don't speak a word because Allah told you. And then you point to the baby and you don't know if the baby will speak to defend you. That's faith and that's feminism. Did you get my point? Faith and feminism. And by the way, there is a lot of the same story for the men, but the subject is feminism. Second one, which you all need to know, the story is very strong, very powerful, and very impactful. You all know it. What happened to Sayyida Aisha and how they accused her, and then 40 days no Quran, and everybody is talking about her. I'm going to end up with just this. Because see how feminism... And faith. Was Sayyida Aisha strong? Yes or no? Yes. Was she very knowledgeable? Was he the most beloved to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Absolutely. He said it. She did not brag about it. There is no hadith. She's bragging about, I'm the most beloved. No. But he said it. So here you go. End of the story. She came to find out that all the town is talking about her. Imagine this. I really want you to feel this. Because also you're a tight community, but a good-sized community. Everybody is talking about you or you or you. And talking in the most negative way. And your father is not Abu Bakr, and your mother is not Umar Oman, and your husband is not Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Which means I can easily fall into mistake. And you are not living in a house where the Quran is being revealed, and you are not at that point the Quran stopped. So the husband comes in. Who's the husband? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said one word. And you read the hadith. Hadha al-hadith, you have to all read it. Because she said it. She said, from the moment I know the whole community is talking about me, my eye would never dry. This is actually the word she said. And then she said, I was in my parents' house, crying and sobbing. Will you? Absolutely. I'll be dead actually before that. He comes in, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now think, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He sat in front of her, looked at her. Her father on her right, her father on the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and her mother next to her. And he said, Ya Aisha, Aisha, if you have done it, say it, and Allah will forgive you. What happened? Look at your faces now. This is 1400 years ago. You know what she said? Just at that moment, not a single drop of tears came out of my eyes. I didn't say anything. I looked at my father and I said, answer Rasulullah. In her top anger, and quote unquote, because his question implies what? There's a doubt. And we women know this, when the man is doubting his wife, or you men know this, when the wife is doubting you, it hurts. Because when you don't have, when you don't trust me, it hurts, whether it is the man or the woman. So she's not a single drop of tear. Daddy, ajib Rasulullah ya Abi, respond to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What Sayyidina Abu Bakr will say? Nothing. Now imagine your father did not defend you. Looked at her mother. You answer him. What do you think? Your mother will defend you. Who's going to defend you against the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Not a single word. No one. You're alone. Talk about feminism now. You're alone. In that room, the whole town talking about you, talking very negatively about you, and now your husband is doubting you. Ouch. She said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm only going to say what the father of Yusuf said. Sabrun jameel. Beautiful patient. Wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma taqulun. And Allah is my helper against what you are saying. And look at now feminism. She said, I turned my back to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and to my parents. Is that feminism? But that's feminism with faith. That's why absolutely they live together. 2 seconds, 2 minutes, very soon, her mother said, because the description is the face of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam changed in the way that Quran is being revealed. So her mother looked at her. He said, Ya Aish Abshiri. Good news, Ya Aisha, your innocence came from the sky. She didn't say a word, she didn't turn. Ya Allah. And then her mother, go and hug Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, your innocence came. No. Father, no. You know what she said? I am not going to be grateful to anyone, but to the one who send my innocence to Allah. That's feminism and that's faith. You stand up for right, for the, your right, but the way pleases Allah. It's not by following everything outside there. Because majority of outside there is not pleasing to Allah. And as a woman of faith, you will be tested. Doesn't mean when I obey Allah, life will be smooth. No, you will be tested, all of us. But my response always has to be the way pleases Allah. And what she did to Allah, that he sent Quran, till this day is revealed, is being read about her innocence. So when you want to be like Sayyidah Aisha, build the relationship with Allah. So when you are tested, he sent to you the right action, the right words that pleases him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like a Sayyidah Aisha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all the brother on the, I can't say like a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I wish. But I'm going to say, not because you are not, but because who is he? But I will say on his footsteps. Exactly on his footsteps. And we are on the footsteps of him as a woman, but also on the footsteps of his wives. May Allah be pleased with them all. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Any questions? I think we have some time for questions or no? You tell me, brother. It's your masjid. 5 minutes. Can I ask the sisters, because I'm doing that topic tomorrow and we have 2 hours. If there's any question from the brother's side, I'll start with it. Yes, please. I love that. Oh, okay. These two? Okay. So there is two hadiths of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Second one is, لو كنت آمرا بشرا أن يسجد لبشر لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها. That's another one is used. Jazakallah khair. He said, if I have the authority for a human being to prostrate to another human being, I would have ordered the woman to prostrate to her husband. Wow. Right? You need to know. You know Arabic? Lovely. Because then I can explain it very easy. Because he said, low. Low is a term, is a tool in Arabic. They said harf imtina'in limtina'. It's a tool that is used for something will never happen. Will never happen. It's not can happen if this thing, but it will never. If you want to change, if you said in, then that may not happen. But if this happened, it can. So that's number one. So why did he say that? He was telling the woman. Now, when you take this hadith, you have to say, okay, what did he tell the husbands also? Islam, and this is why really important that you study the social components or the social makeup of the Muslim society. It is not what we have outside there. It is not what we have back home culture. Neither. He is telling the woman, the husband has a lot of rights upon you. At the same time, he looked at the man and says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best among you is the best to their wives. And he said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. And that was in the last sermon he gave. He خُطْبَةِ الْوَدَاعِ. So when you look at these hadiths, you cannot just get the hadith by itself. Like you get, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Don't get close to salah. وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. When you're intoxicated. He talked to the woman. I'll tell you what, this is probably going to make it easy. One of my friends, she had always issues with her husband, right? But not major issues. And I said, what did you do? She said, I always remembered my mother's advice. I said, what is it? She said, whenever things goes bad, but not bad, you know, different opinion. Think of one thing he did good for you. What a wise mother. And I said, and she said, once I think about it, I become calmer. It's not like it's not an issue anymore, but I become calmer. So what is he saying, alayhi salatu wasalam? He wanted to calm the woman, to remind her, because we can say it's not fair, whatever, or I tell you it is not fair. He's trying to calm me down. And he's trying to remind me that marriage is give and take. There is rights you have to fulfill. Then he looks at the man and say the same thing, brings the balance to the house. If I keep telling the woman, you need to prostrate to your husband, now this is going to be impossible. And if I keep telling the man, you need to be very good to her with no rights, there is no balance. Islam is a deen of balance. And unfortunately, we are tilting the balance. Whether we women tilting the balance or the men tilting the balance. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.